Welcome to Waking Hope, nurturing healing and opportunity to find your purpose and better me empowered lives. We are now entering an hour of growth, light, and love. I'm Christine Vibrant, and together we will delve into what makes you, you, and learn that you can and should love yourself, and how Better Me Empowered Living can access these and more. You are more than the sum of your body, your mind, and your spirit. Find yourself as part of the divine. Find healing, rest, and positivity for yourself and the entire world. Waking Hope starts now. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Christine Vibrant here on Waking Hope, your show, your Better Me Empowered Living show. And I am so grateful to be here with you today. Today's episode is all about season stress busters. And as you can hear, I'm already stumbling over my words. So here is a very good and very quick stress tip that helps me to relax when I'm feeling a little bit iffy and jittery. I have a beautiful warm cup of lovely herbal tea. And this is a wonderful season stress buster. Whatever holiday you're celebrating, take some time to nourish yourself, to warm yourself, especially if you're feeling jittery, if you're looking outside and it doesn't look very welcoming out there, and you're not sure of how you're going to navigate this day with a smile on your face. Let's take a second. Take a sip. And feel good about ourselves. And as you're sitting with your warmth, I do want to ask you again how you have loved yourself today. How have you shown love? That little action I just showed you of sipping some nice herbal tea, this is a daily act of love I show myself. I do have quite a preference for coffee, but as somebody with endometriosis, that is something I have to limit, which is quite sad to me. However, I don't let it get me down. Stepping into Better Me Empowered Life means understanding that whatever comes your way in your day, you have options. And challenging yourself to try something different expands those options available to you. Something we always say, your cravings are your best friend when it comes to finding out how to move into the Better Me Empowered version of you. So let's really expand our lives. Let's check out different stress busters. And I might be bringing some up today that you already know, but I really hope that I introduce some that you haven't thought of and that sound like fun and something that you'll be stepping into. So again, keeping in mind that self-love can seem wishy-washy and self-love has many people rolling their eyes. But this is one of the most powerful steps you can take. Making yourself a priority in your life is a gift to you as well as a gift to others. What do I mean by that? When you take those few minutes, as we've talked about, those 5 minutes, if you can, 10 is better, 20 is wonderful, of being present on a daily basis with whatever practice works for you, what you will be finding is that those experiences, those times of energetic exchange, you know the ones I'm talking about, the ones where we really have to take a deep breath because we know we do not look good in prison orange, or perhaps we do not want to hurt the person in front of us, we love them too much, but they're getting under our skin. We all have those moments. As you step into these practices and as you build them, with items and steps that work for you, what you'll notice is those energetic times bother you less and less. And the version of you that used to fall apart now falls into place. And the goal of self-love really is that when your past comes back around, it no longer recognizes you. Self-love will grow you into versions of you that you never believed are possible. And we talked about impossible dreams last episode and stepping into impossible dreams. And this is something I encourage you to do because I'm living an impossible dream right here, right now, talking with you. As a South African who grew up in a very, very small town in a very, very rigid and terrible government system. I'm sure you guys have heard about apartheid, or apartheid as you call it. That was a system I grew up in, and it didn't make sense to me growing up. And of course, I was in high school, in school, when it started to change. And what I understood and what I learned is that everybody will experience changes differently. Some people I remember being euphoric and joyful about it, and some I heard grumbles and fear. There was shame. There was guilt. For some people, a lot of anger. And so, as a young person growing up through all of these different emotions, it came to me that there were different ways to work through it. And this is what I want to bring to you today. Now, we've all heard about mindfulness, and mindfulness as a stress buster is a really great thing, because mindfulness is that one moment when you can disrupt whatever is going on. Now, what do I mean by that? If I ask you to turn off the light bulb in your house, are you going to go and unscrew the light bulb, or are you going to flick the switch? You're probably going to flick the switch because that's the most efficient, safest way to turn off the light. And it's the same for us. When we're having these moments of stress, and they can be very energetic at this time of year. The holidays, for many reasons, for some people, bring up a lot of their past. And it's quite harsh when you're being confronted by someone else's past when you had nothing to do with it. And it's not always fair, but you have the responsibility and the control to choose the best option for you in that moment. So, what can we do? The easiest thing with mindfulness and disruption, as we've talked about before, taking a breath. Taking a breath. Taking a pause. Letting that awkward silence do the work for you that you may not want to do at this moment. Remember, you do not owe a response when you're feeling too much. It is absolutely your best interest to calm down before you respond to anyone or anything. And stress busters are very good for that. Taking a breath is useful, and something else that is freely available to us are our hands. I'm sure you've also heard of the vagus nerve. Now, the vagus nerve is the longest nerve in the body, and it innervates a lot of our major organs. And it's also one that we can tap into and that we instinctively do when we're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, fear, guilt, something strong. Think of it when you get a shock or you get a fear, you clench your hands. Well, that's a vagus nerve response. Clenching your hands stimulates the vagus nerve, and that helps you, your body, to calm down, to get back into alignment, to get out of this fractious moment. And so let's do that together. Let's think of a moment. Maybe you're experiencing it right now. Maybe you're driving. Please be careful if you're driving. Be safe. Be mindful. Maybe you've had a moment where you've been fighting with somebody. There's been an argument, or another chore has been added to your list, another gift. Maybe the store you went to is out and you're just so frustrated. You just need this one thing. Let's take a minute. Take a breath. What I also like to do, since I've been lucky enough to benefit from EMDR therapy, is I like to alternate my clenched fists. And so this is something just as you're sitting at a desk, if you're listening, if you're driving, don't do this yet. Hands on the wheel, please. Hands on the steering wheel. But this is something that you can be mindful of. Perhaps you can squeeze the steering wheel as you're driving and see if that stimulates it for you. And get back into the body. Remember, when there's too much in here, what is that wonderful song? When it's loud in your mind, just take your time. You're going to be okay. Puff out your chest. Take a deep breath. You're going to be okay. And when it's loud in your mind, get up and move your body. Get up and shake your tush. Get up and stump your feet. Get up and wave your hands. Do the wiggles. Shake it out. When I was teaching kindergarten, mindfulness was something that had to be brought in. I was teaching two-year-olds who had no English, and I was not fluent in Hakkanese and the different Taiwanese languages and very little Mandarin. And so we had to find a way to communicate. And using body language, using your expression, can feel so joyful and fun and silly. And it's a beautiful way to connect with your inner child, the version of you that has been with you since you were born. They're still with you. They still carry everything that you have accumulated since that time. And quite possibly, that's the one making the fuss this time of year. And so soothing the inner child, using your stress busters, is just a wonderful way to calm down that energetic moment with mindfulness. Being mindful, we're disrupting. Taking a breath, checking, I'm okay. Another wonderful way to do this is with a ball. Again, vagus nerve stimulating, using a ball. I have some videos up on my social media, coach.christine on Instagram, as well as Facebook, Being Better Me, LLC. I also have them on my YouTube channel, which is Christine Vibrant. And I show you how to use the ball with your feet to relax and to de-stress and to relax those tight muscles. And it's a fun way to get in touch with yourself. Some really great responses when you're doing these things as well are your somatic responses. And butterfly, when you're feeling stressed, and just alternating your hands nice and slowly, taking a moment to work through. Maybe somebody insulted your food. Maybe there's a Christmas party that you know you're going to be in touch with somebody that you don't get along with the best. Perhaps you're missing someone this year, and that's okay. You've loved, and that's beautiful. And so these are wonderful responses to calm down. And we can extend this one to monkey tap. And this is something that primates do. And just very slowly, alternating, giving yourself time to calm, to remind your body, there's no bear chasing it. The lion is not behind me. The saber-toothed tiger is not chomping on my foot for dinner right now. It's okay. And bring it back down. We're human. We have a lot of energy in our bodies. We are energy in motion. That's our emotions, our energy in motion. And I have a kitty cat over here who is supporting the show this morning, so you may see her pop up. Again, energy is, emotion is energy in motion. And so disrupting that sticky, vibey, zingy, zappy energy, giving it a moment to transmute into something calmer, gives you back control, gives you back power, puts you back into your Better Me empowered lifestyle, and allows you to navigate this holiday season with love and compassion and a massive smile on your face. And they'll be asking you what you're doing differently. And so, before we take a pause and a break here, I'm curious to see if any of these are landing well with you. If anybody is curious to share what their stress busters are, and if you are interested in locking in your own stress buster, we're going to let you know how to do that when we come back from the break. Christine Vibrant on Waking Hope, wishing you well. We're going to take a break. Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. Navigating a life of chronic pain and pain cycles can break you down and change your world. Searching for answers adds to the confusion unless you take charge and create something better. My name is Christine Vibrant, and I help motivated people turn their pain points into their power points. If you feel ready for the intensive, transformative journey of my Better Me Empowered Living Program, contact me at christine@beingbetterme.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Are you wanting more for your life? Are you ready to create your life with confidence and contribution? We all have a gift to give to the world. Becoming you is that gift. In order to truly live your life, you have to become you on purpose and with intention. Leah Rowling supports you in becoming you using the B Method, consistently producing results for hundreds of entrepreneurs and business owners. For more information, visit leahrowling.com.
I'm so grateful that you are spending time with me today and learning which stress busters, which season stress busters work best for you. Again, there are so many options available to you, and a lot of them right within your control, right here within your own body. Let's recap that for a minute. Before the break, I was asking you what your favorite stress buster was, and if there was a way that you manage these energetic moments, you know, especially when the holidays come around and you have what feels like an endless list of things to do, and you want to make everybody happy because you love them, and it's a way that you show love. And our love languages are varied, and sometimes they can be misunderstood. And so practicing self-love again is a beautiful way to ground yourself and to ensure that whatever anyone's reaction is to who you are, to what's happening this holiday season, you're okay. Whatever it is that comes your way, you're going to be okay. That self-love is really important. Remember what we talked about before. Love yourself so much that when your past comes back around, it no longer recognizes you. You're a completely different version of yourself, and you're probably meeting it with a smile on your face. Now, how do we get there when we're feeling a lot, especially this holiday season? And that's something that we can tap into. We talked about the breath. We talked about bringing it down. I showed you a few somatic tips and tricks, the butterfly. And we did monkey tap. And you can find these on YouTube. I'm sure you've seen a lot of them on social medias. But it's good to remind yourself and to try them. Muscle memory, as we know, is a very, very important thing. Your dancers, your sports people, they rely on muscle memory. Muscle memory also is important for your self-care, because as you step into a daily routine, and routine is vital for your anxiety reduction, as you step into a daily self-care routine, and as you build it with tips and tricks that work for you, your body will remember how good it feels when we use these techniques. And so for me, when I'm feeling really, really energetic, and I do use monkey tap or butterfly, my body remembers why I'm doing this. And it starts to get with a program a lot faster than it did initially. And that's where the self-love comes in, is sticking to something long enough to get past the self-sabotage, to get past that resistance of this is new. We love change, but we also hate change. Our bodies are resistant to it. Again, it's that I want to keep you safe. I don't know what I don't know, but I know this. But stepping into the unknown and stepping into your discomfort is where we learn who we are, and it's where we find our growth. Today is a new moon. It's also the winter solstice. And so there's a lot of, I want to say, collective and past history coming up. We've got lots of holidays, lots of beautiful holidays being celebrated. We have Hanukkah being celebrated. My first experience with Hanukkah was in New York City. And it was such a beautiful experience because I got to be a part of a family's celebration. And I learned over the time how beautiful it was to share, the meaning behind it. And it made my holiday, my Christmas, that much more special because I understood that loving relationships and loving each other just means accepting who we are, how we are. And I mentioned before that I'm from South Africa, but the first time I was introduced to Kwanzaa was also in New York City. And this is something people also need to understand, is that there are many holidays, celebrations around the world happening at the same time. And not one or the other is right or wrong or better, but just a different expression of who we are, where we are from our cultures. We can say love in so many different languages. Liefde in Afrikaans. Ich liebe dich in German. Wa'aini in Mandarin. J'tem. I'm sure there's more. I could keep going. I'm getting a little shy, and so I'm going to pull back a bit because I do love myself and I want to continue this show. But what my point is when we practice love for ourselves, we find within us the differences that we can use to empower ourselves, stepping into discomfort, relaxing ourselves. And we also learn that when others celebrate in a loving way, it's showing love to us. Because when they're okay and we're okay, we can share without competition, but with collaboration. Now, here's something that can transcend that shyness. And it's something I used as a stress buster when my speech impediment does come up. I have shared, and I'll share it again, that for 5 years of my life, from 10 to 15, I was silent mostly, barely able to say my own name without a debilitating stutter. And that really limited my life. And a way to step out of that is to sing. And to sing. Singing is a wonderful way to bring frequency into your body and to raise your vibration, to get out of the bad mood, to really get the doldrums and that heavy energy out your body when you're feeling anxiety, when you're feeling depression, when you're feeling these heavy, strong emotions that come up, when you're looking at the list of things that you've made for yourself to do because you love your family and you want the best for them. Sing. Don't spiral. Don't do that to yourself. Sing. Let it out. It's a really beautiful way also to bring relaxation into your body. And so I'm going to step into discomfort with you here, and I'm going to show you how to bring your breath down using your voice and how to sing, even if you're shy about it. I have a song on my YouTube channel where I was singing to my cat, Dash. So you can go and check it out, Christine Vibrant. It's a short. I was singing to Dash. So you can go in here. But it's literally ha, 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 bringing your breath down. Doesn't that sound weird? It sounds so silly. I'm sure you're giggling or rolling your eyes going, what is she on about? But these are ways to relax your body. You see, I had a really great parasympathetic response. I laughed at myself. I used to feel shy and I used to feel ashamed of my voice. but it has empowered me. And what I love to do is to sing along with artists who have empowering messages. Your thoughts make your words, and your words make your world. Really, when you're singing, you are manifesting, you're putting out into the world, into the universe, those words with your energy. So pick with your best intention artists and songs that lift you up, artists and songs that allow healing into your body. And you may be surprised at what you feel when you're stepping into this version of you. You're going to feel discomfort. It's okay. Don't worry about it. If you really want to have some fun, take it to the mirror. The reason I sing, to make myself feel better. It soothes my inner child. One of my favorite activities as a young girl was to take my hairbrush and to go to the bathroom mirror. And I think it was Kylie Minogue at the time, and pop on some songs. It was an LP. I'm dating myself. That's okay. And I would just sing along in the mirror and have the best time. And the happiest little girl would come out. And that was the one that everybody loved to be around and loved to spend time with, because I was just completely satisfied within myself. And this is what music can do. Some of my favorite artists I'm going to share with you. Beautiful Chorus. Go and look up Beautiful Chorus. They have so many different songs. Some are absolutely beautiful. Some are melodic. Some are rhythmic. I remember some songs from childhood, and they've changed. But I love to sing along to Beautiful Chorus. And there are songs that uplift me a lot. Indiari, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, is another of my favorites, especially when I'm down. I will go and find her album, Songversation, and I will play that and blast it and just sing and sing and sing until I feel lighter. And it really does work. Something I read, which inspired me to try this, was a weight loss fact that blew my mind. We've talked about weight loss before, and I've said one of the best ways to reduce your weight is to slow down, is to practice the 20-minute meal, to be mindful of what you're eating, to chew and chew. We talked about this in How's Your Atom? How's Your Apple Atom? We discussed this. To take that 20-minute meal and chew and chew. If you're curious, go and check out that episode, How's Your Apple Atom? That was the Thanksgiving episode. But what I learned was that how you actually release the weight from your body is through your breath. That blew my mind. That fact absolutely blew my mind. And so I thought, well, that's my physical weight. What about my emotional and mental and energetic weight? I wonder. And I tried that one day. It was an experiment. There's my stress buster. Took it. Felt it, sang and sang and sang, released some tears, and I felt amazing. And so, yes, this is another wonderful way. Something else that was a favorite as a child, and here's a stress buster that you can step into, especially if there are children in your life. Do this. Get some bubbles. Go and get some bubbles and go and blow bubbles. Anything that's a heavy thought that you're feeling, go and blow it into that bubble and release it. Go and see how many heavy thoughts you can release and see how much better you feel. It sounds silly, but these sillinesses, the isnesses, are the ways that we get back into alignment with ourselves. When our minds are fractious and spiraling and our bodies are feeling the tension and our mood and our emotion is not a reflection, a true reflection of who we are. It's really important that you take care of yourself. This is your life. And how you navigate your life is your responsibility. Whatever comes your way, you have options. Taking a breath. Bringing it down. Using your voice. Ha, 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 ha. Bringing your voice as low as you can. Using your ha's. Using your ah's. Using your vagus nerve. Using your body as a way to calm down is transformational, because it's free, freely available to you. And there are many different ways and techniques that are useful, that are accessible, and that are fun. And remember, being joyful is where we can be most present in our lives. Being joyful brings us back into the moment, and the moment is where we're alive. We can remember the past, and we can imagine the future, but we're alive right here, right now. You are present with me right here, right now. And that is the gift that we have every day, regardless whether there's a holiday or not. The gift of being present with ourselves and using with what is within our own reach to be calm, to be present, and relaxed. And so let's think about a song that makes you smile. I really encourage you to give us a call in to see if there's a song that you want to share, or perhaps a stress buster that you want to share. Call in, perhaps you want to write in, send us a message. We're ready here for you today to pick out your own stress buster or to hear what your particular one is for this holiday season. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to show you some practical ways to release the stress and to reduce your stress. I've got some very practical ways that are going to help you to increase your productivity, to decrease your stress and your anxiety, and help you achieve what you want to for your family. Before we go on that break, though, I do want you to take a moment and to think, how are you going to show yourself love today and through this holiday season? I want you to pick one thing that you can commit to, that you can stick with. And I want to hear about it when we come back from the break.
Are you looking for a way to break old habits that are holding you back from reaching your true potential and living the life you deserve? Well, look no further than Dr. Loretta Billups. She is a clinician and a relationship and mental health coach that will assist you with reaching your purpose. She will hold you accountable so that your desires are now a reality. Connect with Dr. B at cultivatingyourlife.com and find your path today. That's cultivatingyourlife.com.
In our world today, we are often weighed down by pain, sorrow, insecurity, and complicated feelings of self. What if you could turn that pain into power? Join me, Christine Vibrant, on Waking Hope, a powerful show about nurturing healing and opportunity to find your purpose and better me empowered lives. Streaming live on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Crystal Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Do you want to come back to yourself? To come back to your own power? To come back to your dreams? Dr. Tassel Shanebrook will help you utilize transformational mindset and energy techniques to superpower your conscious and subconscious mind so you can be your own hero. Enjoy the relationship of your dreams, your best feeling body, financial abundance, free time, and ease. You are the one you have been seeking. Visit drtassel.com to find out more.
Welcome back to Waking Hope with Seasoned Stress Busters with your host, Christine Vibrant. Before we went on break, I did ask you what your particular stress buster was, what you had in mind that you may be wanting to commit to this holiday season for your stress buster. And I invite you to give us a call in so we can hear about it or lock in your stress buster. Our number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. Give us a call so we can connect with you and find out what's working for you or what you would like to put into place that will help you feel better. And I did promise that I would give you some practical ways to tackle the stress. And so this is what we're going to be talking about now. Something that I was discussing with Jessica before was tree friends. This is something very practical. This is something very available, and it may feel strange. Trust us, go and try this. If you have a tree in the area where you live that you pass or that you can see every day, I would love you to dedicate a minute, 30 seconds, 10 seconds if you feel uncomfortable, and just go and spend some time, safely check, touch the tree, make sure you're not, you know, disturbing anyone's resting spot over there, and just spend some time with the tree. Feel that energy, and you'll start to notice how it shifts and changes from day to day and season to season, from sunny weather to rain and in between. And it's a wonderful way as well for you to remember that you are part of this earth, that you are a part of everything, and everything is also a part of you, and we are all connected. And this is why when one of us does better, we all do. Practicing self-love may feel selfish. Making yourself a priority is a gift to you as well as the world. And so here, we're going to take a few practical steps so that your stress doesn't go out with you into the world and exacerbate somebody else's. We've all had those moments. Sometimes they happen, usually when we're shopping. So arm yourselves. When you have a list of things to do, we're going to break it down into two steps. I want you to write down a brain dump. Everything that you need to do or that you feel you need to do for the day or for the holiday, and write everything down on the paper. And this is something that is going to take time. And so I want you to make a note of this. Write it down. Everything you think you need to do. Writing, driving, who do you need to pick up? What do you need to buy? Who needs to make what? Who do you need to contact? Who do you need to call? Who needs to respond? Who's coming? How's your self-care? Do you have everything in place? Who's eating what meals? Is the shop? Blah, 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 blah. We all know there's an endless list of what feels like it. And get it all down. Brain dump. Set a timer if you need to, and just let it all out. There's no judgment. And then when you're done, I want you to take a minute and celebrate the fact that you did this for yourself before you do anything else. Celebrate you. Have some tea. Have something warm and soothing. Maybe you're sipping on some nice warm cider. Celebrate the fact that you took a minute to get it out of your head and on the paper. Maybe you took 5, maybe you took 10, who knows? Take a sip. And then I want you to look at that list. And everything that is outside of your control, I want you to cross off. Okay? Everything that is outside of your control, cross it off. You do not need to waste your energy on that. Your energy is valuable and it is necessary for these things that you want to put into place. Okay. And then I want you to look at what's left. And we're going to make priorities. We're going to look at the time we have available to us, the days, and what we need to prioritize. And then I encourage you, especially if you are somebody who navigates ADHD, or any of these other neurodivergencies, which I do, find yourself a productivity app. I use one called Focus Keeper. And this is where you are going to see the magic of when you get out of your way and you're in the present. You can set a timer for everything that you need to do. Start with your priorities. Set the timer. Let it go. No other distractions. They're usually 25 minutes. nothing else but this one task that you've set for yourself for 25 minutes. Go and do it. No distractions. And when you're done, get up, celebrate again. Celebrate this. You've done this. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate your achievements. Please, this is important. Take another sip. Go have something to eat. And then you dive back into the next thing. And I promise, before you know it, you will be plowing through that list. Pun intended. Oh, I love it. We have a wonderful comment from the website. We have a comment from Jackie from Florida. Jackie says, my stress buster is to put on music and dance it out. Yes, that's it. Use that music. Get into it. Jackie, I'm very, very glad that you shared your stress buster with us. I'm curious, what kind of music do you love to shake it to? We all have so many different choices available to us. And I do encourage you, guys, remember, no matter what is going on in your life and in your body, you can take 5 minutes and enjoy it. If you're not sure where to find the time, look at your screen report. Take that time and take these moments just to really enjoy the fact that you can do it. You can. When we're thinking about what we need to do and we're cycling it in our brain and we're spiraling, we're still using energy. But that just means that there's less available when the actual task comes into play. So yes, look at your list, see what you need to do. I'm going to take Jackie's example, look at my list and go, all right, I am going to choose these 5 priorities for the day. The top 3, I have to achieve. The other 2 are my bonus. And if I can do that, I've done exceedingly well. But before I get doing anything, I'm going to put some music on and I'm going to shake it. I have to say my favorite music to dance to is belly dancing music, because I took belly dancing classes when I was living in Taiwan. And so that's a really great way for me to shake it out. Thank you, Jackie, for that. That was awesome. Another way, if you live near the coast and it's not too cold, go and write in the surf. That sounds weird and it's completely off topic, but I just popped into my head. If you are near anywhere that's got sand and surf, water, anywhere where there's an edge, go and take your heaviness and go and write it in the sand and let the water wash it away. And then go blow some bubbles on the beach and have fun with yourself. Pop some music on, dance. Maybe you've got your favorite Christmas song on. I'm really excited that we are spending this time together. And I'm grateful that we are taking these stress busters and making them practical. When we come back from the break, I'm going to share with you what I promised. I promised you last episode that I would be stepping into an impossible dream and that I would be committing to it and sharing it with you. And my impossible dream is writing a book. And so part of the stress busters, of course, always is remembering to keep loving yourself, to keep doing what it is that you're wanting to do, and to keep reminding yourself that you are worth this time. You are worth all this work. Because to disrupt and not to react takes energy. Because to choose to go and put some music on and to dance instead of sitting and stewing, it takes energy. It takes a choice. To go and spend some time with that tree, regardless of what other people are saying, put that music on, sing and dance. To scream into a pillow with your rage therapy instead of someone's face takes energy. And you are doing an amazing job. And I'm proud of the work that you're doing. And I'm grateful that you're sharing it with me today. And so we're going to take a break. When we take this break, I want you to celebrate something you've done today. Let me know. Again, we have that number, 1-800-930-2819, or you can write in. What is it you're celebrating about yourself today? When we come back from the break, I'm going to share what I'm celebrating, what's going well, what's coming up with my impossible dream. Christine Vibrant on Waking Hope. Go and check out my website, beingbetterme.com. Shoot me an email, christine@beingbetterme.com. And I'll see you after the break, guys. Stay tuned. Thanks so much for being here.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to expand and move forward and create the love in your life that you truly desire and deserve? Specializing in consensually non-monogamous and polyamorous relationships, Elizabeth Cunningham works with all people who want to expand and grow the love they have in their lives. Contact Elizabeth for more information on love coaching and applying for her online course, Love Deeper, at elizabethcunningham.com.
Tune in to Maximum Resilience with me, Kelly Bazzani, your ally for addiction, the first Monday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. Join us and engage in this epic journey of how to own your power and change your perception of addiction while we revolutionize the approach that ensures mental health as we address a worldwide epidemic. Take the steps that lead you towards an incredible life of maximum resilience. We do recover. Visit myresiliencecoach.com.
Sherry Collins is an intuitive development life coach, psychic medium, and teacher of many modalities to help heal the body, mind, and soul. Her work mixes together a variety of different modalities to create something totally unique and powerful. If you are ready to heal the past traumas and wounds that keep you stuck, Sherry will teach you techniques that will allow you to live your best life. To learn more and book a session, visit sherry-collins.com.
Navigating a life of chronic pain and pain cycles can break you down and change your world. Searching for answers adds to the confusion unless you take charge and create something better. My name is Christine Vibrant, and I help motivated people turn their pain points into their power points. If you feel ready for the intensive transformative journey of my Better Me Empowered Living program, contact me at christine@beingbetterme.com.
And we're back, Waking Hope with your host, Christine Vibrant, talking about season stress busters, and we've broken quite a few down. Some are freely available to you using your body, with your breath, using vagus nerve stimulation, using somatic techniques, having fun and being silly, stepping in to the silliness, putting some music on, shaking it off. In fact, that's how I do my dishes, by the way. If you are someone who does not like cleaning up and doing dishes, pop on your favorite song and start shaking it out while you're doing dishes. Your floor might get wet too, and that's okay. I always take that as an extra opportunity to clean my floor with the music on while I'm jamming out and just having the best time. A pile of dishes means full bellies, and that makes the South African very, very happy. I did ask before we took a break if anyone wanted to share their favorite Christmas song that they're stepping into or their favorite holiday song. Share it on the website. You can call in. We have a few minutes left, 1-800-930-2819. But I did promise to share with you my impossible dream and how it's going. Last episode, we talked about impossible dreams and how to achieve them. And the impossible dream for a seasoned stress buster is also very good. Reminding yourself that you deserve this and that your commitment is important. No matter how busy it gets, taking even if it's 30 extra seconds, just to continue doing what you've already put in place and then celebrating it. Mine's writing a book. I've been talking about this for decades and wanting to do it for a long time. And so I committed to you, and I've been doing it, that every day when I'm having my morning coffee and I'm waking up, I would take my journal and I'd take my book and I would write and get into the habit of writing so that I could step into writing a book without stress and pressure, with my inner child and my shadow and myself all aligned, and with a stinky self-sabotage well contained, so I could see whenever it was trying to sneak up on me. And as always, what's going well is that writing is flowing. And when I started this, I started journaling, I didn't want to. And this is something that comes up with most of my clients when I work with them as a coach, but also friends when we talk. Journaling and writing things down can really trigger those memories from school that get in the way of what your truth is trying to be and what your truth is coming out. And so a way to get through that is just to push, be stubborn. Listen, we all know we have stubbornness within us. And this is a character trait that can really work for you when self-sabotage is pushing back. Push through that, write it down, commit to it. If it's a minute a day, if it's 5 minutes a day. But I've been doing this, and what's been coming up is a whole bunch of forgiveness. There's been a bunch of forgiveness. And this is something that comes up a lot when you are stepping into discomfort and into something that you've wanted for a long time, but there have been a lot of barriers, either been placed by others, mostly by ourselves. And forgiveness is a huge, huge, huge topic that needs to be dived into so much deeper. And we're not going to do that today. But what we are going to do is acknowledge it. And that when you're stepping into impossible dreams, when you're using these stress busters, when you're in these moments, when you're having everybody in your home, or maybe you're alone, and don't be afraid of that. I may be spending Christmas alone and quite highly likely spending Christmas alone this year. And it's okay, because there's a lot that I can put into place and there's a lot I have planned to enjoy. But forgiveness comes up as a way to really, really elevate. Stepping into love, stepping into empowerment, and accessing that resilience that we all know is within us. Sometimes we just have to look a little harder. And so what I encourage you to do, as I've been doing, continue to go into these moments of stepping into your dream, taking the smallest possible step. Please do not leap. This is something that gets people caught up, is the expectation of what you want, the expectation perhaps of what the holiday should look like, the expectation of what food should look like, of what the family should look like. Expectations are useful in moderation. Get your expectations out the way. Use your stress busters to get your emotions under control. Regulate what's going on inside you. Writing it down is super, super helpful. Even if you're just scribbling a little bit here and there, getting it out, doing those brain dumps, getting into your body. Like Jackie from Florida said, put on that music and dance it out, get it out. Close your curtains if you need to. Nobody needs to see. That was my favorite thing. Putting on some ABBA, Dancing Queen, Young and Sweet, only, well, 44, but we're not going to go there. Close those curtains, dance it out, twirl, sing. You're alive. You're alive and you're here. And you're here and you're present and you're choosing to step into the best possible version of you and celebrate that. Do you know how few people strive as hard as you are right now? I congratulate you for sticking with this. I'm proud of you. I'm grateful for the work that you're doing, because we are all connected. And when one does better, we all do better. Ubuntu, this is the thing we say in South Africa. My life is only possible because of you. And your life is only possible because of me. And together we do better in collaboration, regulating our stress so that we don't take our nasty to anybody else, but so that we can meet everybody out with a smile on our face, completely satisfied that we're fine. And we've done the work. We're good. And that when we are triggered in these moments, we can disrupt. Just taking a breath, taking a moment, having that song in your head, perhaps shaking your booty a little bit. They can look at you. That's okay. It's your life. It's not theirs. And everything that you need is completely within your reach. You are fully in control. And I am so excited to see what your stress busters are going to be, what your season is going to be. I'm very excited to hear what you're doing this holiday. Please share with me, Christine@beingbetterme.com. Reach out if you want to text me, 706-397-5801. Again, 706-397-5801. And for anybody who is spending the holiday season alone, I will be doing quite a few lives and little videos and little items and tips and fun. One, to entertain myself, but two, to keep you company and to keep you light. And to show you that whatever comes your way, you are okay. In fact, you're more than okay. You're better me empowered, because you're choosing to step into it. You're practicing self-love. You're bringing in some humor. You're soothing that inner child. You're taking these stress-busting steps. And if there's anything I've forgotten, and I'm sure they are, oh, heck, there's so many. We could talk about stress busters for hours. Remember to trust your instinct. Your instincts are going to show you what your best one is. Maybe your best preferred way to meditate for stress is to daydream and watch the clouds. Maybe your best form of meditation for stress is going for mindful walks, like Thich Nhat Hanh. Maybe it's being in water and surfing or swimming. Perhaps it's drawing and dancing and being in creative flow. Maybe you're someone who does need to sit quiet in meditation, and maybe you respond best to guided. Whatever your particular stress buster is, lean into it. Trust your instinct. And you are loved. Tapping into the spiritual side of you, tapping into the physical side of you, the energetic side, the mental side, bringing it all together, giving yourself that moment of calm, of balance, is what is going to be the best way for you to navigate holidays, New Year, and 2023. And so, as we're coming to a close, I'm going to leave you with a metta meditation, if I can remember it. Let's skip this. May all beings be free from suffering. May all beings be happy and healthy. May all beings feel calm and connected. And may all beings live in peace. I wish you love and light. I wish you happiness and joy. I wish you wonderful, nourishing food, full bellies, great big belly laughs, lots of beautiful, wonderful, happy memories. And remember that you are incredible. You are loved. You are amazing. And you're capable of everything that you want to achieve. I'm Christine Vibrant, your Better Me Empowered coach. You can find me at christine@beingbetterme.com. Go and check out my website, beingbetterme.com, and my YouTube channel, Christine Vibrant. I wish you so much love this season, and I will see you next year. Thank you for staying tuned. Take care of yourselves. Love and light.
As this hour of Waking Hope comes to a close, I hope you have been lifted and strengthened. I hope you have turned your pain points into power points. For more love and healing, tune in again the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. If you can't wait until then, reach out to me at beingbetterme.com and we'll come up with a plan together to awaken your hope, supercharge your healing, and bring your world back into balance. Until next time.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Oh, my goodness. We have got talk radio for all of us.
Really, thank you for blazing the trail for women in talk radio and just being such an inspiration to me and so many other people. What you're doing is so awesome. And, you know, without people like you there to, like, really step out of the box and go for it, I don't know if someone like me would have ever ended up here, but I'm so happy to be here. And, yeah, I just want to thank you for everything you're doing. You're one of my major inspirations.
We'd love to hear from you on Transformation Talk Radio and live on Facebook. Call into the show 1-800-930-2819.
Is it time you finally did that thing you've always wanted to do, or did it way better, or fixed that problem you've been having for ages? It is time to build something incredible with Sam Bell as your coach, educator, and healer. You've heard her on the Angel Empowerment Show, and she is committed to helping you to stop existing and start living. Book coaching, healing, or angel card sessions at sambellinspired.com.